Thank you.
Well, we'll go ahead and get started. I'll call the meeting to order. We need to do roll call. You know, everybody.
Might do a roll call for the record.
Oh, that's probably true. So Dave Birch, Chairman, I'm in the West Valley.
Candace Payne, County Commissioner.
Judith Ham, Vincent, Board.
Dave Lewis, East Valley.
Robert Denham, Board Member, Wolf Creek.
Stacy Barch, Marysville Canyon Creek.
Pete Christensen, Board Member at Large.
Chris Leonard, Lewis and Clark County Noxious Weed Coordinator.
Jade Wills, Lewis and Clark County Noxious Weed Admin.
Jenny Chambers, Lewis and Clark County Public Works.
Okay, thanks. Have you seen the visitors? Do we have anybody coming, or did they say anything?
Okay.
So the August 2nd meeting was canceled, so there's no minutes. But all the minutes are online now, correct?
Yes, if not, they, we are working on it. We did get everything. The new website is up and running, so we're still just working through some kinks. They got it. They sort of advanced the date to get things going. We have a lot of critical things that need to be put on the website, so they sort of jump-started it. But, yeah, that's something that we've been working on, getting all the minutes. I think we're going to do the last year, the last year's worth of
minutes
on there. Yep.
That'd be good.
Yep.
We do have the August 2nd minutes we could approve.
August was canceled.
August was canceled.
September was canceled, yeah.
August we had a meeting.
Oh, September.
This is a meeting.
Sorry, I'm a month behind.
Summer's
gone, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so the August meeting, September meeting was canceled. The August meeting, we do have minutes for that, that they were put online.
And yep.
Or they will be, if not.
Yep.
Okay. And we don't need to approve those. Okay. Public comment. Seeing no public people here, we'll bypass that. So action items. And nobody's on Zoom, right, Candy?
I don't believe so, nope.
Okay. So BLM letter. At the last prior meeting, we discussed having some letters go out. Jade and Christian put a draft together, and they have that in their packet.
Yep, it's in our packet right here.
I guess I need one of those, Jade. I thought I printed it off, but I didn't print. Thanks.
I need one too, right?
Oh, there, Jade's got it right there, too. Oh,
she's so efficient.
Oh, thanks.
Yep.
So they sent this out to Judith and I, and we went through it and made a few changes, but I guess one thing I'd like to say first of all is that if we get this to BLM, I did want to see it go to their director in the region, because I think if we get that to them personally, it'll be a better fit for them, then they may take more, may look at it a little bit more. And then also to invite him at one of our upcoming meetings so we could have a talk with them about what sites we really want them to look at. It's kind of a basic letter, but it gets to the point, I think.
Have you considered sending this to John Tester and Steve Dane? You don't have to get anything out of it. You just have to let the BLM people know that the big dogs are looking at it.
Yeah, we could CC it to all of them. That's a good idea, actually.
I've gotten a pretty good response if I do it that way.
Okay. And then what we thought, too, is using this letter kind of as a template to do Forest Service and others that we need to have come in and talk to us about their management styles, management plans, whatever they're going to do within the county, because I think they need to have, I think we need to have that personal connection with them to get things going with them a little bit more. I know that BLM, I know Forest Service has had some, I hate to keep going back to the past, but BLM always had a really good person, and Forest Service had a really good person. It was good to go because they were here, you could go talk to them. Nowadays, I don't know exactly what's going on with their agencies, so that's why it would be nice to have them come in and give us a briefing, basically. So,
yeah, Mr. Chair, I think in some cases there's just been some turnover.
Yeah,
I think some people retiring or moving on or whatever. So it would still be nice to reach out to them to make sure if there is a new person to come here, or so we can at least get their contact information and work with them.
I think it'd be good to do it like on an annual basis, actually. You know, give them the opportunity to, if there's something new that we should know about, then they could come and tell us about it, mm-hmm. especially during the off season. And then that way we could plan for the season if we have to.
And you have an invitation here.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, also, I think in the past they have been on our email list when we sent out, you know, like when we send out our, you know, that we're having our board meeting and our agenda. In the past, they've been a part of that, but like I said, I think sometimes there's been some change, so we don't have technically a contact specific person to send. So it would be nice to get a hold of somebody, or at least they know when they get somebody hired to inform us.
Right. And I think that, you know, having an up-to-date mailing list would be good for you guys, too, from the county's perspective, just in case you need it. Get a hold of somebody.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I do send the agenda out to, there's a list of probably, like 15 different individuals from like City of Helena, City of East Helena, Forest Service contacts, and it could just be I need to get, you know, some other contacts, but we do at least send the agenda out with the meeting notice and invite them to all of these meetings.
Okay.
Judith. So the other day, this has been a couple weeks ago, when I started a project to clean up Empire Road, which we did on the 23rd, but when I was talking to Roger Olson, he said he's pretty much in charge of the weed department for BLM, at least for our district. So I told him, excuse me, that we were working on a few things, and he said, I'd like to be included.
Okay.
So, as far as, I mean, he's the contact person, basically, for our district.
So maybe should CC this to him?
Yeah, I think he's already attention on there already, Roger Olson. Yep, on the top.
He's in the Butte field office.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I believe that Katie Stevens, she was the contact that you.
Yeah, Katie was. Katie's the actual director of the region, and that's all it had on the website. So, Rogers, contact. That'll be good to have either or both of them come.
I think both of them, if that's it. And should we address it instead of to whom it may concern, to Katie and Roger?
Yes, I think we should.
Yeah, we can change that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get it as specific as we can to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the invites and who we're addressing. But I think the letter gets to the point of why we want them to be here and what we want to know from them. So. If we make that change, and
we
can go from there.
So what we would need then is to make a change to, I'll update the date to whatever day we update and have you sign it.
Okay.
And then instead of to whom it may concern, address it specifically to Katie Stevens and Roger Olson.
Yes.
And
then so if you could put the CCs on there at the bottom.
And who, to?
Tester and Daines.
Tester and Daines.
Yep.
Perfect. We'll do that.
Just the senators?
I'd do all four of them, actually.
All congressionals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
I can help you with that, Jana.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So if we could get a motion then to approve or not.
Does
to
anybody have any
this?
Questions about the letter? Or
I do. Who is Steve Kretsch?
Oh, Steve was the individual that was their seasonal, was their seasonal sprayer. He's no longer working for them. I believe he retired at the end of the season. So, yeah. So that's who I've been working with for the last four or five seasons. So.
Maybe this will encourage them to say, oh, he doesn't work here anymore. So we'll have a name.
That could be. So I need a motion to accept the letter with the changes that we discussed.
I move we accept the letter as written and put the inclusions.
And I second it.
Okay. Moved and seconded to accept the letter with corrections. Any other questions, comments? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So I would say, let's see how this one goes, and then we can work on Forest Service and some other people, get some things going.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay, logo.
Judith Ann, would you like to take that on since you put some work into that?
This is, so everybody knows.
Is this the logo for the letterhead?
Or sort of our, yeah, just sort of our logo. I'll let Judith Ann talk.
And so one side, just so we're clear, one side is the proof, different color schemes, but same design. And then the other side, again, different color schemes, but same design. And the main difference in each of them is the black handmade on each.
Which one is the black handmade?
Oh, okay.
Oh. You said it doesn't have it.
Proof 2 has the black henbane, but it's just not very noticeable.
Oh, I guess it's yellow, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's more yellow, but on proof number 1, it's towards the bottom of the...
Gotcha.
So do we have 8 choices or 4?
Well, I think what would be best is if we decide between proof 1 and proof 2. So narrow that down, decide between which one, and then from there, then we can go to the 4 choices from there.
The question, Mr. Chairman, now this is to go on all the printed documents you do, or like that kind of a thing. So is there a difference in cost? Like, if we like the pink one, does it cost more to do that than the one with the plain background? I mean, is there a cost issue involved at all?
Not necessarily. What we're going to do on the cost is this is going to be our main logo. And then for anything embroidery like that, we'll have to kind of scale it back a little bit. Because yes, exactly. But this would be the main for, like, the education trailer. If it ever got rewrapped, we could give them this logo instead of just the county seal. On our letterhead, we could have this logo. This would be the mm-hmm. logo for the district. So,
well, I like pretty, but I like cheap, too. So
yes, yeah, absolutely.
Sort of
at this time, everything that we're doing, it makes absolutely no difference.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, letterhead and stuff could be full color, and if you mm-hmm. actually wanted to, like embroidering and stuff, could be just black and white.
How often do you use the letterhead?
Well, it would go on like all of our non-compliance, which is hundreds of letters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not sure if you want staff suggestion, but Christian and I personally like the proof number one. We thought the black henbane kind of looked a little more realistic. So the board can just, I guess, decide though amongst yourself if you would like proof one or proof two, and then we can go from there.
Is the black henbane with the dark marks the only difference?
It is, yes, correct.
Okay. I like it.
And we chose the black henbane because that is a county-listed noxious weed, so we wanted to have a county-listed noxious weed in our little bouquet there. So.
Yeah, it turned out very nice, Judith Ann, by the way.
Thank you. Well,
thank you.
Jade and I worked together on this.
We did.
It's...
Any comments, questions, discussion?
I would say that proof number one is my choice.
Can we maybe get a show of hands for proof number one?
Yeah.
Is proof number one all the one side?
Yep,
yes,
on the
yep,
one side.
We're just
yep.
trying to no, go with just the one side.
On yep.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So,
and the total difference is that proof number one has the henbane on it, and the proof number two doesn't.
It does have the henbane, yeah. but it doesn't
it does.
Look
it
like henbane.
Have the black
oh, it
yeah.
markings.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the black separates it or gives it its identity of henbane.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh, okay. You're right. Okay. I didn't even see the henbane.
Yes. So if we can get a motion yep. to accept proof number one, then.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and second to do proof number one, and then we'll decide at later dates about what goes on where. Looking for embroidery stuff. But any other questions or comments?
So I'm looking at this, and so the next difference is the size of the font and the way it's
orientated.
Clark,
yeah.
Yes.
So Noxious Weed District is separate from Lewis and Clark County.
Yes. So our next choice should probably be row one or row two.
Or we can just...
There's a motion on the floor.
There's a motion on the floor. So let's do that first. Get that one done. So no other discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 No opposed? Same sign? Okay. Motion passes. So the next would be the lettering. I guess from my perspective, I'm kind of partial to D because it breaks it up.
You're partial to what?
To D, remember letter D, because it breaks it up. It's two different colors, and it's separated. But that's just my personal.
I'd love to get some staff suggestions on that, since you guys will be the ones.
Yeah,
looking at it way more than us.
Yeah, I liked C and D. That's just was sort of my, it's just my personal choice. I sort of liked it where it sort of spread out a little bit nicer if you were to embroider it or whatever. They're a little bit separated out, so that way it'd be easier. Mm-hmm. But and bigger font, easier to read.
Okay, can I ask a quick question? Is on C, is that purple or black?
It is,
it is
yes.
purple.
It is purple,
so,
yeah.
Right, so.
Yeah, it's the dark purple, and then the Noxious Weed District is in black.
Good spot.
Yeah.
And we don't have to go with these color schemes, too. I mean, we could even do, like, D... That background is like a light purple, and then instead of the hot pink Lewis and Clark County, we could do, you know, like dark purple or navy or whatever. We can, I guess, probably what's most important is we get the font figured out if we like row one or row two.
So if we do C or D, then we can just, I mean, we can play with those colors and
Absolutely.
Do it at a different time, but
yeah.
I think, so do we have a motion for choosing either row A or row C?
Yeah, motion to pick the second row.
Okay, I second it.
Second, moved and second to accept the second row, which has the letter and divided. Any questions, comments? Being none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Motion passed. No, that looks really good. I like that. I like the handgun. I like. Yeah, much nicer. Okay.
So, are we going any further? No.
That's sort of it right there, yeah.
Did you have something else you wanted?
So, I guess my thought is to go with the pink and purple.
Sure.
So do the Lewis and Clark County in the pink, the Noxious Weed District in a deep purple, and then we've got a splash. So that would be my thought.
I have absolutely no artistic sense at all. It's just whatever sounds good to you. You know?
Yeah. So I said Rob is just going to take me out behind the
wheel. Pink is just not manly.
Chairman, can I just ask a clarification? Are you guys intending to use the Noxious Weed logo and the county seal on your letterhead? So, because you still have to represent yourself as part of Lewis and Clark County. So think about if you're going to put the logo next to letterhead.
Probably have one on each side.
Are you going to clash with pink and purple, or versus having the lighter blue with the blue, or the lighter shade and then
sure. A
different font? So just, I mean, you just think about if you're going to have both logos up on the letter, and maybe we do some examples like that,
yeah,
just so you can see it in comparison with the Lewis
and
Clark.
Is this something we could have like on a computer screen so we could? And then they can do
completely. Yeah.
There are people who know how to do this.
Yep.
I don't.
Why don't we?
That way you're not locked in.
That way you can look at it.
I would suggest letting us work with Action Print to get some more examples that will potentially go better with, you know, the county seal. And then next meeting we can pull up a bunch of examples and choose from there.
Great.
But at least at this point we have the font and our main design.
Yeah, no,
does that sound okay?
I just was looking at this and I'm thinking, wow, that might be a lot going on.
Absolutely.
A lot more splash than what Tudipan was thinking about.
So under the logo part of that, we do have the board will consider authorizing fund. Do we need to authorize that now, or do we have that in the budget already?
So in the budget, you guys have authorized staff, you know, $2,000 at our discretion, so we can use that. But I was just hoping to, I guess, define it and make sure you guys were okay with us expending this money for the logo. I've talked to them so far. The design's at about $140. I'm sure once we have them play with it, it's not going to exceed $200. So I was just going to ask the board to authorize up to $200 from Fund 297. For the logo design.
Probably need a motion.
Move to approve spending up to $200 from Fund 297 for the logo.
I second that.
Okay, move and second to approve up to $200 for Fund 297 for logo design and associated costs with that. So any questions?
Okay, so now my only thought is, once we get away from that logo and the county stuff, and we go to the embroidery, is that going to be a problem?
Too busy?
Well, no, this will not be show up as much as the pink, so.
Well,
so it depends on the base color, right?
Depends on the base, yeah, what it's going to be put on.
Right, and we have no idea what that is. And
what if it's a pink shirt?
Hmm?
It's a pink t-shirt.
White.
Or it's a black t-shirt.
White. Or
things, Mr. Chair, Judith Ann, a lot of times when you go to places like that, they'll manipulate colors to suit whatever you're going to put it on, so. At the end of the day, the main thing is this,
okay.
You know, the format.
Okay.
So,
And
then we'll work on a good color scheme for us and to match the seal,
right.
And sort of make it look so they look professional with each other.
Okay. And present examples at the next board meeting.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions? All in favor of that motion for $200 from Fund 297, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes. Okay, action number three, Christian or Jay, do you guys have suggestions on items or?
I do not, with the money that we have set aside for that, I think will be sufficient for what we want to do. The expenses that I see coming out of that would probably be our greenhouse supplies, so that we can get ready for next season and grow some noxious weeds. Jade also has brought forth a great idea too, just to build some plexiglass little case. So we keep it thin and then plant some Canadian thistle, bindweed, spurge, and so people can actually see how those roots will grow. So sort of like education, so that when we take to the kids, we can show them.
We'll have to do, like a wood probably bottom and like backing, but with the sides, those other sides, I thought that would be cool to be able to see through.
So that way, and then they're here for anybody, they'd be here for anybody to go use as an education tool. It doesn't have to specifically be us. If a science teacher or someone wants us to come in or they would like to use that, we'll have that for good examples for each kids.
Are you going to have that on all the plants?
No, probably just the rhizomatous ones. But, I mean, we can see how it goes, and then they can sort of see how, knapweed grows.
I was thinking from a seeding standpoint, in case something gets away from us, if they were in a plexiglass case, then they couldn't escape.
Yeah.
And you could carry them a little bit easier, too. Mm-hmm.
So, that was just sort of some of my thoughts of moving forward and using some of our funds for some education use. And I think that greenhouse will be a great tool.
Okay.
Moving forward. Hopefully, 4-H kids that want to grow to Riker Mount. We had those young gentlemen that were in here that did the Riker Mounts where they can maybe come here and we can grow some so they have good samples to use.
Great.
Other than that, I don't have anything else.
I guess I mostly added that in case the board had any ideas of something they would like to do or wanted approved. I just wanted to make sure and give that opportunity for everyone.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
So, Jade, what you were talking about, I don't know where I got this, but this is Canadian thistle, and it shows which is exactly what you're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Yeah.
Yep.
And,
Absolutely.
This summer,
it's amazing that this is.
Mr. Chair, this summer I attended a showing in Women's Park, and I think it was put on by the Water Quality District, but it might have been somebody else. But they had a display of exactly this, and it was the different stages of growth of different plants, and was it? I think it was through the Water Quality District, but it might have been Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. But it had to do with weeds, and it was exactly as you're talking about, the plastic case. You weren't at this thing.
I wasn't at that one.
Okay, I didn't think so, but they're out there. You might get ideas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or steal their old ones.
Okay. I guess I didn't see it on the agenda, but the new sprayer, get that in?
Yes, I did. Yep. Okay. Yep. It's on the shop.
And the greenhouse is here?
Yep, the greenhouse is here. We can certainly, when we're done, we can go look at those if you guys are interested.
Yep. Okay. Staff reports, Christian.
Well, with you guys is Jade did a fantastic job putting this together. This is sort of a summary of our 2023 spray season. We're not totally over, but what we have left is not going to change it that much. But this is sort of has everything broke down in the districts on acres managed. There's 10 districts and it sort of goes through it all, broke down on what was sprayed, how much we sprayed per road, even.
Maybe it would be good if you could give us all a magnifying glass.
Yeah, they are a little small.
A little. But
some of these are pretty big Excel spreadsheets. So
yeah, those are condensed too.
Yeah, and in the back is like our special projects. The lighter ones, like these were the ones like we got paid to do. Or we have special projects for like the gun club, or like they go out and shoot the clay pigeons. We have like an MOU with them to go out there and spray that, because we use that as flood water discharge. So that's sort of the county has that. So
the yellow,
ball fields.
Yeah, and so the yellow pages are the summary of each of on the front. Those bullet points, and then the pages following the yellow pages, those are just the details of that summary.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, this was just sort of for you guys to look at and go through, for us to have for some presentations. Easier than talk about it. We had a pretty good year. We didn't have as many special projects as we've had in the past. So we were able to spend a lot of time on county roads this year. And we're able to really, really get after our biocontrol program this year. We got out quite a few this year at the very back.
Yeah. Is the summary?
Yeah, 25, 28, and 26. That's a lot. That's more than we've ever done. So, yeah, there's something for you guys to look at and go through. I have questions. Some of the other things that we've been working on in the last couple months, I did a DEQ Mining Bureau weed presentation with the Mining Bureau to work with the Mining Bureau on, and then also had a great conversation with a lot of them to help them require weed management plans throughout the state with the counties.
Good.
So, I also had a weed board. We had a MWCA board meeting. That seems to be going in a really good direction. Just some tidbits there. We will be having our annual conference in Billings this year, and it's at the very end of January into early February. It's like January 30th through February 1st in Billings, and a lot of those should be up on the MWCA webpage. So, and just so you guys know, if that's something you would like to attend, that is a part of being a board member, that the fee to go there and stay there is paid for you guys through that. Also, I think in our weed board packet, I'm not sure, it is in here, for our Forest Service agreement. It's right behind the BLM letter. Forest Service reached out at the very end of their fiscal year cycle. So we were sort of on a time crunch there. But they wanted to give us $20,000 to spray Forest Service roads, because they've been doing a lot of cleaning up there. So to take care of a lot of those roads and also help. And the nice thing is we get to use our county roads going up. You know, our county road meets a Forest Service road. A lot of those get to count as cost share. So it's sort of nice, easy way for non-cash match. It makes it pretty easy. And which in here you can see where it's already pretty much done every year through here. So it's easy for us to do. And I think that was signed and sent back.
It was, and you just got it back. I need to send it to Jenny, Audra, and Misty.
And Misty,
yeah. But yes, we did get that back.
So, yeah.
Good.
We also, I took the education trailer up to Lincoln and participated in the Conservation District day that they had up there. I don't know what they call it, but it was really did soils and flood and a lot of stuff with streams. But we also did a weed presentation up there with the our Southwest Area Education Trailer. It went over really good. There's probably about 12 plus or minus people there, which wasn't bad. We drove through snow over the pass on that day. So, first snow of the year anyways. So with the weather the way it was still good to have people out there. A lot of good questions. Concerns.
Potential Lincoln member.
Oh, yeah, then a potential Lincoln member as well. Mike Nordahl expressed interest in coming back again, which is nice. We haven't had a Lincoln member in a while, an active one. So, and Mike was on earlier when I got here, too. So,
yeah.
They had some issues where he couldn't. They had to drop a lot of things. So, but anyways, he's interested in coming back.
Can you send me his phone number?
Absolutely.
No, call him.
It's Bob Bushnell's son-in-law.
Yeah,
Janet says.
Yeah, they're good people. Know a lot about that stuff. So it'll be good to have them and have a contact up there so that we can help participate in any of the trainings or things that they have going on up there. It's good to have a voice.
Mike's been, involved in spraying for the Ponderosa Snowmobile Club for years.
He'd
be an asset.
So, and then they, they sort of sold, the Snow Warriors, I think, sold all their equipment, spray equipment. So it would be nice for, for them to get back so they have an opportunity. We have rentals and equipment here that we can assist in community efforts up there, so that'll be nice.
And if I'm not mistaken, Mike has gone through the process and he's a licensed applicator already, so that's a plus.
Yes.
Yeah, both him and Jeanette usually anyway.
So. Also, I went down to Butte for the MACO conference. I was there I am on the transportation committee down there as well. So we sat down there. I gave my presentation or just a blurb there. Really nice. Learned some interesting stuff in the transportation side of things. But we're there for, I'm there on behalf of the Montana Weed Control Association in Lewis and Clark County. So it was fun to be a part of that. I've never been to that before. It was a lot of fun. So, or interesting. And then in September, we also did I went to an HOA meeting on Black Sandy, Blue Gray Sandy, or that one right when you get down, and before you take the right, and there's the gray sand, you go left and go up in there. We did one with there, so it was nice. They, a lot of questions. People are pretty interested in controlling their noxious weeds, so that was good. And then some not great news. I know some of you guys have heard about this, and we've done a lot of public outreach between us and the Department of Agriculture, but we found rush skeleton weed here in Lewis and Clark County, which is not a great thing. We just did a meeting yesterday on rush, tansy, and blue weed. It just seems like, and there's a bunch of people there, a lot of people from Idaho were there that have been dealing with this for a long time. It sounds like a very difficult weed to manage.
What part of the county did you
We're lucky. The first patch was found on Fort Harrison. But like way up in the boonies, like not on a road, it just up on a hillside. So, but we're lucky that the gentleman that's working there has been, he's a botanist, and he's very, Jeff, I can't remember his last name, but he's really good, and they've been going out doing inventory on all the plants that they have out there, like doing plant inventory out there. And he had two ladies that were working for him that aren't from Montana. They're out there working for him, and they were from out of state, but they know what it looked like. And so they found it out there. So we're pretty lucky, because not very many people would know what that looks like. And there are so many lookalikes. It's not even, it's going to be hard. It's going to be very hard and difficult. And then the second was found in a subdivision the week after, because Alex was up there with us and saw that. And he was out there doing a inspection on subdivision approval for them and found it. Oh, yeah. So we were able to get out there and work with the developer and spray it and get it clipped. We clipped it all before. We were lucky. We found it right when it was blooming. So it hadn't gone to seed at all. It just bloomed on both patches. So we were able to bag them, clip them, and then we had approval to go out there and spray that for rosette. So here the next coming weeks, we'll be going out and inspecting to do that. It's a very difficult plant, because when it's in its rosette form, it looks exactly like a dandelion. Like it's almost impossible to tell the difference until it starts to bolt. And then it's more of a woody stem. So when you push it over, it'll pop back up, and then it has fuzzy hairs on, fuzzy downward pointing hairs on the stalk. So
yeah, that's about the only way you can identify it, because there's native.
And there's native skeleton weed everywhere. We walked past so much before we got to the one on Fort Harrison. I mean, it's pretty tall. We didn't keep any samples. You know, I had some people there. It was sort of hot and fast and furious between both of those. Within 7 days after we found it, we had them both bagged and sprayed and everything. So it was pretty good. They got sent to Ravalli County to be incinerated. So
would it be helpful to have pictures of those scenes with the wanted dead or alive? You know.
Yeah, we do have it on. It was actually Betsy posted it on the main page of Lewis and Clark County, and then we have it on ours. And then MDA's been posting it, and I had it on Facebook too. So and we've had handfuls of people bringing stuff in and pictures.
The skeleton weed tests were still going?
Yes, very much so.
I still think they have a bounty on that, don't they?
I don't know if they do.
Check and see, because you can put a bounty in for Alex and then the other two ladies that found it.
Gotcha, okay.
I think it's a $50 or $100 bounty on it, so that's cool.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. that's sort of been the last couple months. It's been sort of fast and furious with everything rolling. And then next week, depending on weather, we will do Franklin Mine Road. We will hydro seed Franklin Mine Road next week. Depending on weather, though, is going to be whether or not we get out to the landfill. So if it's a little bit wet, I'm not taking. We'll get stuck. There's no way I'm not going to not get stuck. It's too much weight. So if it's even a little bit soft, we're burying ourselves. So, but we're working with Jackie Pearson with the county landfill on that. So hopefully we have supposed to be some pretty nice days here moving forward. So hopefully the weekend, we have a nice weekend, so everything gets firm. We can get out there and let it rock and roll out there on the berm. So I'm pretty excited. We were able to get the cost down to 12 to 13 cents a square foot, which is almost like 50% less than what we can get a contractor to do it. So, and that's with us even being reimbursed a little bit to help pay for the equipment and the time. So it's a good deal for everybody, yeah.
You know, just a question, is there any chance this could be put online? Or I'm looking at District 3 here, and I know there are a couple dozen people in that in my neighborhood who would be real interested in what was spent. But, you know, I can see them actually looking it up.
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing that? Because, I mean, the fact that you guys spent $2,500 up there, our neighborhood last summer spraying weeds, would be of interest, because I've had people ask me, does anybody do that?
Yeah, and that's sort of, and those are just sort of like what we, those are the rates in like which we charge like Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. So the time and the effort that goes into those roads is what that would equivalent to on our, so our rates of what we charge, that's how we get that. So,
That's a good idea. I think it should be on the line.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think people are interested. Well, what do they do? Do they actually do anything? Well,
We've actually have had multiple people come after us saying that we haven't sprayed the road. It was just like, no. And we actually spent $4,000 out on your road.
Advertise that it's available.
Okay, that's something. Yeah, we'll look at that. But so that's all I got.
Just real quick on Forest Service, I was up behind Snowbank Lake, up by Lincoln, up behind the where the gate is. It's locked probably now, but it wasn't then.
Mm-hmm.
So I was noticing some weeds up in there and noticed that they had sprayed. And this is one thing I'd like to talk to Forest Service about, is that all the mullein is dying and the knapweed's blooming.
Mm.
So they sprayed the mullein, but they didn't spray the knapweed.
Mm.
And it's pretty evident.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So education on product, Type Chairman, what kind of product they should use?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're using for mullein. They're probably using 2,4-D, but who knows?
Yeah.
But it would have been nice if they would have sprayed the when they were spraying the mullein. The mullein's dying pretty good.
I think we've had that conversation a few times where they go out to spray and they don't understand that or don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, and this goes way back. I remember being at my
I don't know how they didn't spray some of it because it's right next to it, but it's purple. So, just curious.
Can we play What's That Weed? I was up at the fire tower up by... It was coming back on the Skalco Pass Road. And this weed was there. And I've seen a lot of weeds. And I just am... It was dried and going to seed by then. But there was several around.
Hmm. Oh, that's weird looking. They...
And should it be sprayed or something before it gets out of hand? Or is it... It looks like it's gone to seed, so...
I was thinking it was elk thistle, but that doesn't look right either because there's nothing heads on it or anything.
Well, just lower the seeds.
It is. See how scary that is?
It's that's interesting.
Yeah. Alex would know.
Over the years, we have found some plants where they have morphed into something other than what they should have been.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We've seen some...
Hybrids.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen... I guess it was Dalmatian toad flax. It had a stem on it that was probably this wide and probably a good half inch thick and tall, but yet it still had the flower pods out on the end of it. But something had happened to it to make it grow that wide, and it was just a solid mass.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That looks like a corn cob.
It was about this high. Mm. And there was, you know, and they weren't in a cluster. There was one here, one there. It just...
So if you don't mind, email me that.
I would.
Please.
You were who I had in mind when I took the photograph.
Then there's an app you can download. It's called iNaturalist.
I think you're Christian Ricey Weeds.
You can upload a picture, or you can take a picture with the app.
So it'll tell me.
And it'll tell you what it is if you have cell service.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can.
Yeah. I tell my field technicians to download that for delineating wetlands.
Granite County or Missoula County or Valley County would be a good one to talk to about that. See if they have.
Yeah.
See if they know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what was the website again?
Oh, it's iNaturalist. It's just the app you can put on your phone.
I.
Like the letter I.
Capital I or a little I?
Yeah, I don't think it matters. Oh. Probably a little I.
So I would say, too, on the on the summary part, if you know people take that home and look at it, and you have questions, we can we'll put it on next next month's agenda just to discuss it again. Sure. In case there's questions.
Sure. It's an app also. It's called Picture This, and that's what it came up with. So
Fraser Especiosa.
What is it?
Fraser Especiosa. Deer's ears, showy Frasera, or elk. Monument plant. Oh, I've heard of monument plant.
An elkweed.
Huh?
An elkweed.
You said elkweed.
Elk thistle?
No, it wasn't elk. I don't think it was. But that makes sense. It has the flowers all the way up the stalks, because that's sort of what it looked like, too. Mm-hmm. Like it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Interesting.
Let's see. I have Jenny Chambers's.
The native.
Is it a native?
Yeah, it's a native species.
Really?
I am a native.
Yeah. I'm a naturalist. Then you can take a picture, or you can upload a picture.
I think I have two. Okay.
But that's all I have, Mr. Chair. Yeah,
okay, thank you, Christian. Any other questions for Christian? Or you good?
I have to leave in 10 minutes.
So okay.
When I leave, you'll know another point.
Yeah, it's a reason, yeah.
Do you have anything for the board, for board reports?
No.
Rob?
Nothing.
Okay, that's good. Jenny?
Yeah, I don't have a lot for you guys today, Chairman. Just finishing up our summer projects. We're still focusing on grading in the fall to try to get prepared for winter. You guys talked about a little bit of Franklin Mine Road. That was one of the large projects this summer. We did all chip sealing and crack sealing, and then we did an overlay on Bird's Eye. Those were probably the large road projects. Christian's report, there was really good on all the county roads, and so then we always have them follow up afterwards, too, just so that we know we got a lot of equipment out there to go spray it after we get the equipment out of there. And that's the purpose of the hydro seeding for Franklin Mine Road, so we can get that vegetated so the weeds don't take over with the areas that we disturbed. So that's kind of a focus. And then now we're just focused on winter. The maintenance fleet mechanics are just getting all the snow plows serviced and maintained and up in place. It's been kind of depressing the last couple weeks because I've been seeing them drive around outside my window, so you know that snow season's coming here sooner than later. But we also have got plows up in Lincoln and Augusta and Wolf Creek already, just because you never know when the early snow's going to hit. That way we're not caught off guard if there is a winter storm that hits us early in the season. So sure. That's what I had today for you guys.
I guess I would like to, as long as Commissioner Payne is here and you're here both, I'd really like to thank Jessica for the amount of work that she put into getting Hon Road.
Oh, sure.
My God, what a difference.
To get what?
Hon Road.
Oh, yes, okay.
So it's like night and day difference. I mean, it was so bad you could not find a place to drive without hitting a hole. And it was, and some of the holes were truck losers.
But they work as speed bumps.
Oh, sure. God, they do. Yeah. But the crew that they hired, and with Jenny's help, Jessica's help, it went through, and I'm sure your help too. But it was, and I know Jessica said that Hon Road went fast, but it couldn't have been fast enough, man. I was afraid people were going to start knocking on my door. You said we're going to have this done. But just thank you guys for doing that.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, so part of Public Works is a rural improvement district, and we have over 155 rural improvement districts across the county. And what those are sub-districts for either like fire protection, road RIDs, stormwater RIDs, park RIDs. And then these folks pay us another assessment on their taxes to have whatever they want for above services above what the county can provide. So it's a level of effort above that they can provide support, and then it's administered through the county, so you don't have to worry about your homeowners in your area that only like maybe some people pay, some people don't. It gets on their tax bill. Everybody pays into that maintenance fund, and then the county staff, and Jessica is my special district coordinator, she organizes contractors to go out and do that work on behalf of that rural improvement district. And Jade helps a lot in that group as well, because Jade's the admin assistant for halftime weeds and halftime special districts. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of communication, a lot of public notice, and then a lot of just coordination on where their funding is and then what we're using that money for moving forward. And some of them, like Hon, is a newly created one that the homeowners petitioned to create the RID. And then they get an initial improvement based upon that RID, and then they get maintenance long-term. And that's the only way that we could get some of these roads to even be safe and passable, because the county funds would not have be enough for all of the area, all the roads in the county. So, and a new subdivision, new subdivisions automatically require those homeowners to be part of an RID with the new subdivision plats. But some of these other legacy and historical locations didn't necessarily have that mechanism. So,
yeah.
Yep, it's helpful.
Yeah, it was great.
Christian, what's your phone number?
406-293-1765.
So if I send this as a text, is
yep,
that
that's
enough?
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just was going to say, I've been trying to get an RID in or whatever rural improvement district in my area for right at 40 years. Mm. And I think I'm close because I've outlived all the opponents.
That's great.
I'm not ready to take one more run at it.
Good thing to be
one
said.
More,
yeah, one more time, yeah.
Yeah, well, we had to wait for the major landowner to sell enough of the property so that they don't have control of it anymore.
That's right.
And that's how it, that's how we got them as not being as the minority instead of the majority.
So, Dave, are you talking off of, are you off of Glass or
Collins?
Collins, you're off of Collins.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Like there's like, I brought it up a long time ago because my argument was that we spend more on vehicle maintenance than we'd spend on a rural improvement district. And it was just like, no chance. But yeah. I'm making progress here.
Okay. You know, so,
yeah. Yeah, it was, ours was crazy because it was $12, basically $12 a month.
Yeah.
And
spend that on tires.
Really? Yeah. I spent more than that in just alignment. So it was good. Okay. Commissioner, anything for us?
Well, I had an adventure looking for weeds up on the Scalcoho Pass when I came back from Lincoln commission meeting last month. I was at Mako. I knew you from someplace. I saw him down there, but he was in the wrong town. But it was very, very interesting. One of the I didn't talk about weeds. No, I went to the transfer. Okay, that's I didn't have anything. I didn't learn anything at Mako about weeds. I didn't know there'd be a test. And there's a lot of empty lots where I live that have leafy spurge all over them. And they're just, and I look at them and think, don't these people know anything? But they're waiting to be, they're owned by a developer and he hasn't built a house on them. So. And Lincoln Road also looks lovely. I don't know if you guys are doing spraying on that. It is beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Good, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, board reports. Stace.
In my travels, I've noticed this fall that there's a tremendous amount of hound's tongue and mullein popping up everywhere.
What is mullein?
It's
like a corn cob.
Yeah, that's what I say all the time. Corn cob.
Big soft leaves.
Yeah, big fuzzy leaves.
Yeah.
Cowboy toilet paper?
Yeah.
Deer love it.
Deer love it.
Yeah.
I've seen them
eat it. Oh, okay.
It's usually dark green because that's what they spray.
Okay.
But it's usually, and then when it does get sprayed, it's got a shepherd's hook on it. Mm-hmm. It always turns into a shepherd's hook. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a picture of what it looks like when it's?
I don't.
Okay.
We might have some out there on the way out.
Or it might be
Judith
in my
looking.
Weed book.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're big, huge leaves on the bottom usually. They're real velvety.
Okay. I don't know if it's in that one. It's not a state listed weed.
This isn't. It's not.
Oh, okay. I've got one of those.
You have one of those?
I do. And I didn't.
You know what? We should. Have something.
We have stuff on our online too.
We don't have anything.
Yeah, there
Judith,
you go.
And I do have thanks on one of my.
Thanks for coming.
See you, man.
Thank
good
you, Rob.
Hi.
Sorry, Judith Ann, to answer your question, one of my projects for this winter is I am going to create just even like a little flyer with our county listed noxious weeds,
okay.
Just with the picture and then the information. So that is a project I have for this winter.
anyway, yeah, seeing just a tremendous amount of those two primarily this fall. Judith Ann and I did take a tour, I guess.
We did.
Lost Horse Creek up in her neighborhood and identified some of the problem areas that we're seeing mainly on BLM. Well, I shouldn't say mainly. There's some property, private property owners up there that are, I would say, definitely non-compliant. And we've identified those. Judith Ann had mentioned something about putting a letter out to the group in the area just to give them a heads up saying, hey, we've got a problem area we need. And we're here to help you, you know, give you direction, whatever it takes to get your weed problem under control.
Sure.
Because,
cool.
you know, some of the areas are just unbelievable with, like, the Houndstongue and knapweed, you know, a lot of spotted knapweed. Last week I did. We don't have a lot, or I guess I haven't seen any Dalmatian toad flax up in that area. Other than about 4 years ago, I did identify a patch that was probably half the size of this table. And at that time, I pulled it and hadn't seen it pop back. But just last week, it in relatively close to that area, I don't know if it was exactly that spot, I did notice another patch that was, you know, maybe that much of the table. So something I'm definitely going to work on. I'll go up there and personally pull it or spray it or whatever. Get it taken care of. We did work, her and I worked on a property up Little Prickly Pear where we had some yellow-toed flax as an issue. And I don't know if you're seeing any of that on your properties up there.
Oh, yeah. Or, a little bit.
Up higher on the mountain and on some grading ranch, I'm not seeing any of that. It's
the North Forks and South Fork are the worst at this moment. I've got some, but not.
One of the things that I'm seeing up there in that area is, you know, we had, with all that rain that we had this spring, there's a tremendous amount of growth in the grass and vegetation. So identifying rosettes this time of year is kind of tough. I've talked to a couple of ranchers up there and said, geez, are you guys not putting cows in here this year? One area that Judith Ann and I discussed is the right across from Marsh Creek Road, they call it the bench, but that area I haven't even been able to get in there and look at that really as far as, you know, the thistle and the problem.
But the bench looks fabulous.
It does, but with that tall growth, I mean, this year I don't know, it's much easier when they graze it down and you can get in there and see that. And musk thistle was the biggest problem there. Anyway, still trying to stay on top of what's happening in our area. I know Judith Ann's been up there spraying quite a bit. And again, trying to get the other folks in the area with these smaller parcels, getting them on board and keeping them educated of, you know, this is a noxious weed. We need to get rid of that. I think that's what they're looking at. I mean, countywide education. That means people know that they do have a problem. Anyway, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. So I was contacted the other day by EPA Region 8 out of Denver, I believe is where they're at. They are in the process of looking at all the pesticides again. Like a 15-year annual review type thing from Rebecca Perrin. The herbicide list is quite extensive that they're looking at. I'll pass this around. Sorry, it's a little hard to read, but there's a lot of stuff here. But most of the ones that we deal with, like aminopyrrolid and 2,4-D's and glyphosate and I don't know if Tordon's on here. I don't see it on here. But these are also cropland weeds, and they're having a meeting. Are you working Fridays, by chance?
I'm not, but if I need to be in, I come in.
I might have you sit on the call for me.
Okay.
Since I'm not going to be here.
What's the date?
Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah, at 10 o'clock. And since you're on the MWCA board, Kelsey's going to be there too.
So. Okay.
But I'll give this to you to look at, and I'll send you the email so you know. But they're just looking at getting feedback on herbicides that we use. So that'd be probably the best thing to do.
Okay.
But I'll let you guys look at that.
He forwards me that link.
Why don't we have Jade copy this and give it to us a copy?
I can have her send it. No, okay, that can do it. Thank you. So there's a bunch. They're just doing a scoping project on the purpose and answer questions. And
you can send me that link.
I will.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I was originally going to be here, but I'm not going to be here, so got to go to Cody. But, if you could do that.
I appreciate it. Yep.
So the MWCA, I'm not really involved with that much anymore as far as being on the board. You know, Christian is. I'm glad you said something about the annual meeting. So, and calendars are coming out soon?
Yep, we just got an email yesterday for pre-orders for 2024.
Okay.
That's been added to my list.
Okay. But that's about all I've had. Okay.
Nothing new for me.
Okay. Dave?
Thank you.
Yep. You just made it from the front and back, so
thanks.
Let's see, about the only thing, I planted an apple orchard 10 years ago, and finally, everything came together, and I picked 2,100 pounds of apples.
Oh, wow.
So
how many?
I'm tired.
2,100?
A little over a ton. But Terry Johnson's my retailer, so I don't have to sell them. I mean, I just picked them. But anyway, it was a good year for apples, and so, you know, who knows about next year. We don't have a lot different going on, as I've talked several times. I mean, we continue to build the big houses up there, but the interesting thing is they're not selling. Well, that's good news, I guess, I mean, as far as traffic is concerned. But we're going to have a lot of vacant lots on the north in the North Valley, I think, because, my goodness, these guys have got $600,000-$700,000 spec houses out there. And I think it might be a long winter. So, anyway, it's just one more challenge with that area, which I have talked to a couple people and make sure they know how to get a hold of you, the new fellers up there. But we're going to have a bunch of empty lots and spec houses sitting empty, I think, in the neighborhoods out in the valley in particular, because, gosh, this is just going to shut off the real estate sales, I think. You know, this kind of a thing. That, other than that, it really wasn't an exciting year weed-wise. Things I was worried about just never happened, even though we had all the rain, and I thought, oh, my God, we're going to have a thistle outbreak and this kind of stuff, and it just never came to pass, which was, I have no idea how to explain that, but I'll take credit for it. I'm hoping next year is the long-range weather forecast looks like a warm, dry winter. And so you don't know for exactly sure how that's going to, well, that's sometimes we end up with more weeds in the spring in that case than if you have a wet winter with all the grass growing. So anyway, let's watch one more year.
Cool. Thank you. You get that.
Okay. I guess the first thing I'll touch base is on, I've been working on the project. I've identified 30 private property owners in the area that the letter that's, and I'm going to kind of, if I can, copy off the thing that Jay did for BLM to go to the private property owners. And then I'm just going to ask them to contact me because we would like to put together a project, and I'm looking down the road to 2025 for maybe a trust fund grant if everybody will help. I don't want to do one of those again by myself. So I've got all the maps. I've done all the maps, so I know where everybody is and how to get them. And I'll share this with you, so you can do this much better than I can, but I have to be
able. Is this countywide or just in
No, this is just in my corner of the world.
Okay.
And I've got how many acres they own, and all the addresses. I wish I had emails, but I don't. But I'm going to ask for emails so we don't have to do all of this by postage. Because that's too expensive. So anyway, once I get the letter written, I'll... Stacy, maybe you'll help, but we'll get this. But anyway, so this is this. I have the sections kind of mapped out where they are and yada, yada, yada. So anyway, that's what I've been working on as far as that little project goes. And Stacy and I did have a good trip through the neighborhood and looked at a lot of stuff. Even took me into a on an adventure. So by the mind. So now let's see. First thing, the pledge, and we don't have flags.
We do not have flags here in this.
Is okay, and I don't. We can bring this up at the next meeting, but. Can the 29
flag? We can get a flag.
We can get flags.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then get the pledge back on the
on the agenda.
Yeah. So we say the pledge.
Okay, that's fine. I was just wanted to make sure that I was understanding where you were going.
Follow me.
I'm a little slow on the uptake. I was looking at this inorganic chlorates, and so I missed the first part.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so we did the Empire Road cleanup. We have a huge pile that the BLM gave us permission to do, gave us permission to pile it where we piled it, and Stacy was good enough to mark the stuff, the dot on the map, and we sent it to BLM, and they approved, and they're going to burn it, and so that's going to be really good. We made a big... Have you seen it? Oh, anyway, kind of, if you'd never been there, you wouldn't think we did anything, but we have a huge pile. We could do the same thing again next year, which maybe we probably will. Got some of the weeds sprayed, don't have all of the weeds sprayed. We had seven people, my dump truck and my bobcat, and we just ran up and down the road and piled, and it looks a lot better. Cleaned it up a lot. Two guys with chainsaws. The mapping project, I did that trust fund letter, yeah. Okay. Now, there's a new group thing on MWCA that just, what is that?
Trade Wing.
What?
Yeah. It's a app that they're going through so everybody, it's easier to...
Communicate.
Communication. It's so a communication app. Well, I can help you through it.
Okay, so is all of that stuff going to be now on that?
I think they're going to be posting something on the website about doing this.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So more information to come.
Okay. And I did log into the Trade Wing, and it's almost just like a forum.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where, you know, people can ask questions, or MWCA post stuff, or other organization post stuff. It's kind of like its own Facebook thread, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I called Christian and told him I was having a major nervous breakdown, and you know, was just about over the edge with the mullein and the houndstone, because I'm up on my property, and I'm going, you know, they're going to have you in the county jail because you're not paying attention here.
We have a really nice county jail.
I've been there once.
Can I just say it?
I've been there once. A long time ago, but I've been there once. 1965, class reunion. Anyway, never mind.
I meant now we have a new one.
Oh, well, no, that one I haven't been
okay.
in. Okay, anyway, needless to go. Anyway, for the most part, they are all juvenile. But I have sprayed this for probably 5 years. I mean, it's been... Have you been up there? Up on where they did the logging?
Up above.
On mine?
Last year. That's all I've been up there.
Well, I'm telling you, it's horrible. It is an absolute mass of green. Mullein and Houndstile. Rosettes and juveniles. And, I mean, I could spend...
This lost horse you're talking about?
Yeah.
So are you talking up above where Robin and Steve's where they lobbed? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My God.
And it's horrible.
I burned that slash in 1969 of the Forest Service.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I thought I did a nice job.
Listen, if you did it, you left me a lot of weeds. Now I'm coming to your neck of the woods. Anyway, I called Christian and I said, do I need to up my poison? Because this is terrible. And it is. It's just awful. The knapweed, the hoary... I don't have any hoary alyssum up there yet, but the knapweed, the... Mullen and the houndstongue are just god awful. So that's my neck. I've been working on it. So anyway, that's that.
I got you off the edge.
You talked me down. And I was going to jump. So it wasn't like that. So I helped spray the fire barn lot for the Pennicott Bonker Fire District. I think that was last week. They did a kind of a kill on the kochia weed, a bunch of, it's nothing noxious, just tried to get that down. We got a whole bunch of new fire signs that I helped get organized for them, kind of met with the fast signs to get those done. Thank God we didn't need them. I guess that's it. South Fork, the South Fork and the North Fork got graded this year by the Forest Service. There's another mess. The Mullen and the Houndstongue, where they pulled that stuff in.
We got money now, so we're hopefully.
Okay.
We're in the midst of getting some money to do something, so that's good.
It's juvenile this year, but next year will be.
Yeah.
And I've worked part of it, but I have not worked all of it. And it just keeps popping up. And the mullen rosettes can be this big, but they are just solid. I mean, they can be in areas just like this, but they're this big. So, anyway, that was... and then on the Lost Horse, a bunch of us got together, and a group of us got together and had some truckloads of gravel hauled in above D's. And it was a great big huge hole, and kind of got that fixed. So we'll see how that goes this winter. So I guess that's kind of what I've been doing.
Okay.
Chair, I have a report for Mike Kopp. He did email one in, if you don't mind.
No.
He says, his update, I'll drop in next week to get some herbicide to spray along the Forest Service boundaries. We do have some herbicide that we got when Megan Dawson was still at the Forest Service. I think I have still like $25,000 worth of open site sitting in the shop over there that was designed to be given out to landowners that border Forest Service so that that way they could spray their stuff on their side of the fence as well as on the other side of the fence. So just out there. I told Mike about that, so he's going to be down here at some point in time to...
Well, you gave me one.
Okay, yeah, I did give you one, yes. But there's more, just so any of you guys know, there's a lot to still give out, and that's what it's for. I've been holding on to it for that exact thing. he said, I'll meet with Forest Service Mike Munzo, M-U-N-O-Z, Munz, or whatever, on a weed grant proposal for Benchmark Road properties. Andrew from the LF Ranch is interested. I believe the value of this area will help him to sell the proposal. He's looking into doing a Noxious Weed Trust Fund grant for up there on the Benchmark Road or the Rocky Mountain front over there with just sort of them. He said, I thought the spotted knapweed was getting out of control, but it exploded this year along the public boundary roads, which we did spend a lot of time up there this year spraying knapweed up there. This whole year has been sort of crazy for knapweed. I told Christian that I may need help in writing the grant, which is, we're going to help him do that. The rest of Augusta area shows that public impact does increase the weeds. Thus, more education through the schools is requested. Have a good October.
Okay, thank you. Did you get anything from Neil?
Just that he wasn't going to be able to make it. I don't think it was anything else.
Just that he
wouldn't be. It's one of the heaviest semesters he's ever been in, so it sounds like he has a full teaching schedule.
Okay. Okay. Discussion items. You guys have any?
I guess what I'll say about that, I don't know that we necessarily need to discuss it today, more like homework maybe for everyone. The two kind of go together. The very back of the board packet, you'll see a 2024 meeting work plan. What I did is I just took this year's work plan, kind of tweaked a few things, obviously changed the dates. What I'd really like to do is maybe when we come back in November, go over our work plan, see what we want to do. That way we can get it voted on and finalized in December. So that hopefully I can get your guys' member books out in January is kind of what I'd like to do. So my hope was that by giving it to you now, everyone can kind of look it over between now and next meeting, see if you have suggestions or anything that you would like to do for the upcoming 2024 year. And then at the bottom, I did put, these were just kind of some things that we had talked about and have been talking about the last few days, or years, I'm sorry, biocontrol education days, community spray days, education days, community events, noxious weed awareness week, just for everyone to keep in mind, see if there's something you want to implement. So.
Yeah, I tried looking at Melissa's schedule. She's actually they were doing, Missoula County was doing a big event thing today, so I'll keep working on that. It'd just be nice to have a good update from her. Okay. Anybody have anything else that they'd like to discuss or talk about? Okay, next meeting is November 1st. We'll have it here.
Yep.
Okay. You look at getting a flag for us?
Yes, we'll get a flag for you.
The only other thing that I might suggest you put on here is, like we talked about, the summary.
Yes.
If people want to
look
at the summary. And then also the logo again. Okay. Anybody have anything else?
Yeah. Should we, once we get the logo done and decide what we do, do we need to decide what we're going to have the logo put on? I mean, do we need to start thinking down the road about, do we want jackets? Do we want vests? Do we want caps? Do we want other things?
Sure.
License,
yes,
please.
I agree. I think we need to look at that. If you're going to go through,
plates?
Who are you going through for the logo?
It's Action Print, I believe, is where Judith Ann.
Yeah. Well, and then I'm also looking at Costco for vests because they're a lot less expensive. I mean, like this one's $19. It would be easy to give this vest away with our logo on it for $19 versus spending $45 on a carve art. I mean, and I'm not downgrading Carhartt. Somebody wants a Carhartt, certainly. But I think for to give away or to do for prizes like a show or something, right. Something, I mean, I wear these all the time.
Actually, Costco has some really good buys on some name brand stuff.
Well, they had Carhartts in there the other day that were, I think they were $44.
Yeah, I saw a Columbia zip up for like $20.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
God bless you.
I'm going to regret not buying it, is what's going to happen. I'm going to be there tomorrow and it won't be there.
Right. Usually what happens. It would be nice, though, to go through either Action Print or through some of the clothing places to see if we can get some prices.
Well, I talked to Precision and they ballparked some figures for me, but again, it came back to I need to know what you're putting on it.
Sure.
And how many. Because they're 100% volume based. So, I mean, if we can order a lot of, seeing a lot of hats, I think was like 25. But if you get like 100 hats, it brings the cost down significantly. And they, I don't know how embroidery shops feel about you bringing in clothes from somewhere else that you don't
I've
buy
done
through
it
them.
With them.
Okay.
I've done
cool.
it with them.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
Sure.
This is a Costco deal with my Sunny Ridge on it. So, and she didn't mind at all. So.
Perfect.
I do think we should have something for like the home show when we do that to give away. Prizes wise, hats or a jacket, I think that would go over really well.
And maybe do a raffle or something for the home show?
Yeah.
I think we still have another sprayer.
We do have a backpack sprayer too, so we could still not that we can't raffle off a few items at a time. Mm-hmm. So, I've been holding on to that other backpack sprayer that Clint. Provided us.
No, that's good. I do think, too, maybe through the MWCA, getting it out to the counties about our greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
If there's some opportunity that we can find to present at either the board meeting or during the coordinators meeting in January, then they could do you could tell everybody that you got that going and or we'll have it going and what our plan is for it. So I think surrounding counties could benefit from that.
Yeah, we have our Southwest area meeting here in November. I think on November 14th.
Fall coordinator meetings in October.
It's next, or I'm gone that week on vacation, so I won't make that one. It's in Livingston.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'd rather be in Mexico. So, I'm sorry. I'm choosing Mexico over Livingston. So.
Not as windy.
So, I won't be to that one, but we do have our Southwest area meeting, which will be sort of nice. That's sort of where we're at, anyways, in our area. Yeah. So, there, and then, like I said, then the next one will be in Billings. So, the annual conference.
Yeah. That's what I was more thinking about was the annual conference.
Okay.
Anyhow, anything else anybody has? Good for the business. Ready to go. Okay.
I saw something somewhere where, and I think it was MWCA, is looking for volunteers to work at the Niles.
At the Nile.
At the Nile, or is it?
I think it's just the Nile and Billings.
Nile. Okay. So I saw something about that somewhere. When is that, the Nile?
That's usually September-ish. It just happened.
Yeah.
I feel like it just happened. It's right around football season, so I know that.
Maybe I'm looking at something that's old.
I don't know.
I thought it came in an email or something.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
I haven't seen it. Okay. Make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We're done. Thanks, guys, for coming in. I appreciate it.